It is commonly said that British people love to talk about the weather. It forms the basis of a lot of our small talk and daily interactions. To be fair, there is usually quite a lot to talk about. Although we are fortunate not to be exposed to extreme weather events, it is the variety and speed of change of British weather that I think generates such interest. In the past couple of weeks, this variety has been in full flow. We've had warm sun, heavy hailstorms, rain, and ice, sometimes all in the same day. Watching students and staff walk around our campus, it's clear that no one has managed to dress appropriately for all of these possibilities. There are people in t-shirts when it's hailing, and people in coats when it's sunny and warm. Talking with staff and students, it's been clear to me that the weather has a massive impact on our community. When the sun is shining, people open up, both physically and metaphorically, and their mood is better. When it's raining and the skies are grey, people close up. I know that wet break at our prep school, which means that the children don't get the chance to run around outside, makes for a more challenging classroom environment afterwards. We even have sayings that are connected with this, such as a sunny disposition to mean someone who is happy, and under a cloud to mean someone who is having a hard time or is a bit grumpy or down. I've noticed in myself that I, too, am affected by the weather. I notice that when it's sunny, I'm more open to others and they're more open to me. When it's cold and hailing, my mood can be less positive, and it's easy to have less positive interactions with other people. As I reflected on this, I was reminded of how much the character of our interactions with other people is shaped by how we show up. If we show up warm, open, and with empathy for the other person, then our interaction will be very different from if we show up cold, angry, and focused on ourselves. This means that there is a sense in which we are the weather that the people around us experience. In the same way as the weather impacts on people's mood and life, we impact their mood and experience of life. Just as the weather affects our community, how each of us shows up to our encounters with each other will affect our community. One of the ways that I try to live is to do my best to be open to the people I meet, engage with them with empathy, and treat them as having great worth and value. In other words, to show up sunny and warm, even if it's hailing outside. When I manage this, which is not always, I can see the effect it has on the person I am talking with. I wonder what our schools and communities would be like if we all lived a little bit more this way. I think that the more we manage this, the more warmth and light will be present. Warmth and light are part of what is needed for new shoots to grow and thrive. What will we grow across our family of schools?